For those who'd rather not leave the driving to Greyhound, summer can mean plenty of time behind the wheel. And sometimes, that time behind the wheel is spent training the next generation to watch out for the other guy. That's how commentator Rochelle Riley is spending this season with her daughter.
I'd known the day was coming since the first time I held her in my arms, like her eventual first day of college and her someday wedding. Still, as we stand at the counter to get her learner's permit, as I take embarrassing photographs of her signing her name, and even as we walk out to the car, I can't really wrap my mind around it. How does someone who was just 2 years old yesterday climb behind the wheel of a car, fasten her seatbelt, adjust the mirrors, and say, "You're ready?" "No," I wanted to tell her, "I'm not ready." But we took off anyway. "Don't forget to look both ways," I said, sounding for all the world like the first time I let her cross the street by herself. "Not so fast," I cautioned, not really seeing her tool along at 40 miles an hour, but instead seeing her chase a balloon across the yard, her stubby legs chugging around and over dropped toys and other obstacles that could make her fall. I don't know why I'm so worried. She really is a good driver. Just as my grandfather did with me years ago, I had taken her to vacant parking lots to get a feel for steering, to learn control, to learn to back up. I didn't want her first time behind the wheel to be with complete strangers in a little white car with a big yellow sign on the top. Her conscientiousness helps me to forgive her when she takes my constructive criticism with less grace than she should. As she made her way to an intersection that day, one of many she has approached since she got her permit and became my permanent chauffeur, the light turned red. She sat and chatted, comfortable and self-assured, not at all frightened by traffic-clogged roads. Suddenly, the light switched to green, and I heard a quiet voice count 1, 2, 3. Then she turned. "What were you doing?" I asked her. "I was counting to make sure that no one ran the red light." "How did you know to do that?" I asked. "You taught me," she replied, completing her turn. Yep, I've been waiting for this moment a long time. I'm still scared to death, but deep down, I know I don't really have to be.
Rochelle Riley is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press and author of the book, Life Lessons.